So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after classes when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we alive.
Here we go. Fun guy that we just talked to.
Yeah.
He's a violent person. But he can control it. That's good.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we took away. I mean, there was other things to take away. Super nice guy and fun and great conversation. But he talked a lot about being violent when he was younger. And how he's still violent, except it's probably channeled in a much channeled in a much better direction. And we even brought up what Drysdale said a couple of years ago when he was here was jiu-jitsu it magnifies the person you are, right? So if you're a terrible person, it's now you're going to be a terrible person who knows jiu-jitsu. I don't always talk about that, but sometimes when they talk about like jiu-jitsu for law enforcement, if the cop is still a bad cop, like a bad person, now he's a bad person that knows jiu-jitsu. I kind of feel the same way. And when it comes to anybody else, any regular person, so why are we so violent, all of us? And we need to channel it. We need to find an
outlet. You know, I think in some raw way, that's what us men do. You know, there's this level like
I know
you're like looking.
If people who don't know,
you guys don't understand.
We set up and we have the ring light, and I like sort of like we're looking at each other
I'll take a picture of this, and I will. And I will post it. But anyway, you know, in some raw way, I think this is what us men do. You know, the testosterone that we have, you know, and the ability to have this controlled, violent, quote unquote, environment, which brings us back to this very raw form of, you know, what was done, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, whatever the hell it was, you know, this kind of going back to, somebody talked about this on one of the episodes, but like going back to this raw form of being a human, you know,
fighting. I think this is why a lot of guys gravitate towards that. It's not to be violent per se, but to get this adrenaline in your bloodstream, having the opportunity to defend yourself, to attack somebody else, and to do this in a controlled and a safe way. There's something satisfying about this. No?
No, I agree. And I think it's, you know, there is it the law of the jungle? Is it survival of the fittest, where you kind of, it's just still in our DNA where we have to test ourselves, maybe, or we have it, there's something driving us to know that we can protect ourselves, you know, and then all the other things that go along with it, the societal stuff, you know. But I think really trying to figure out a way to do it properly, a way to channel it, you know, even when you were young and like he was, you know, Malachi was talking about driving around looking for guys to beat up. There has to be an outlet, a way to funnel it to make sure that you can. It's positive. Right, jiu-jitsu, I think, is a positive way to do that. You know, going to the bar and getting upset with anybody who accidentally steps on your shoe or yelling at somebody at a stoplight. I think people are looking for the same thing. They just don't know how to channel it in a positive way. And then you get here on the mats and you work out and you get some drilling in, you get some rolls in. And then when you're driving home and something happens at that same stoplight, you're like, whatever, you know, what does it matter? It's not a big deal. Because you've gotten the whatever that is, that primal thing out just, you know, 20 minutes ago. So I don't know.
Well, yeah. First of all, if you want to go to the bar and get in fights, I don't see much benefit behind any of it. You know, and
yeah, well,
I mean, the obvious one is obviously getting in trouble with law enforcement or whatever organization, you know, whatever, you know, somebody's overseeing this, right? And so it's not a good thing. Two, doesn't set good examples. Three, is really not getting anything done productive. And I think what is interesting about jiu-jitsu, but not only jiu-jitsu, I think generally and as a physical exercise, it doesn't have to be jiu-jitsu. I think jiu-jitsu stimulates us mentally and physically and creates a community. However, any type of exercise gets that adrenaline started pumping in our blood. It gets that satisfaction of getting things done. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of guys, even those who don't train jiu-jitsu, you know, those who do physical engagement things, I think those are the ones who oftentimes are healthier mentally and physically. Those are I think we need that. We need, as men, we need that ability to do hard physical and mental things. We need to challenge ourselves, especially if we have, you know, our outside off the mat life is monotone and maybe job is hard or maybe, you know, it's boring or maybe it's just you just doing it just to do it. Whatever the case is, that ability to step on the mat, challenge yourself, push the limits in a safe way and learn new things, I think it's huge. And I can't speak for women, but I think for men, this is tremendous, you know. And if you listen to, you know, guys out there, whichever podcast you're listening to, first of all, we appreciate you listening to this one. But if you listen to any other ones, everybody talks about this. Everybody talks about this. And I think oftentimes it's extremely, extremely underestimated. Matter of fact, just last night or night before, I remember, but you know, my wife said, you know, so-and-so, you know, wants to try jiu-jitsu, you know, that they are listening to the podcast, you know, they listen, they watch videos online and they always want to try, but they are scared of it. And like this is my wife's friend's husband, you know, and I was like, listen, you know, and you know who you are. If you're listening to this, I'm going to tell you, text me directly or get your butt into Roll Academy because you live just down the street. And I know that and it's fine. It's on your terms, but the fact the moment you do it, everything changes. Your life will never be the same. It will be, you will feel this huge satisfaction, and hopefully, you know, it, we can help you to change into a positive way. I'll stop talking. Gary's rolling his eyes right now.
No, I noticed.
You know what's funny about all this is that the reflection in your glasses tell me what's on your screen, and I can see that you are browsing.
I'm not. I'm looking at you underneath. First, before I forget this, I think jiu-jitsu does two things, right? It gets that violence, that thing that we're talking about, mm-hmm. out, but it's also a distressor. So I think when you have that outlet and a distressor together, mm-hmm. Those can, if you allow it to, help you in many, many different ways, but you got to open up and let it happen. No, what I'm, see, you moved your camera.
I did.
You did. What I was looking at was how I could see past you, and I knew that would drive you crazy if you noticed it, so I was going to point it out to make sure you did. I could see the corner of these amazing brick walls that we have behind us.
They're fake.
I could see the edge of it, and I knew that would drive you mad.
You know, it's funny, on the brick wall, on the brick wall topic, I had somebody come into this office to talk to me, and they came in, and I was like, oh, this is fake? I was like, yep. Yeah, he was like, I've been watching it on YouTube, and I would never guess it's all fake.
I love when people come in here and see what a mess it is in here. Like, because that's what the beautiful thing about cameras, you know.
They capture what they capture.
They capture what they capture. You have no idea that there's picture frames all over, dirty laundry, empty water bottles, everything's all over the place. But
we just lost thousands of listeners.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. They don't care.
But so what do you think, why do you think that conversion takes place so often in jiu-jitsu for those who stick around long enough? Why do you think that ability to manage not only your emotions and feelings, but the ability to escalate and de-escalate at will? And the reason why I'm asking this, I don't know many, if any, like I would have to really think about any black belts who have gotten into fights intentionally while they are black belts. Do you see what I'm saying? Like the ability, and everybody you talk to, they all say pretty much the same thing. It's like, if I choose, I'm going to walk away. And it's not because I'm scared.
No.
Like, this is the smarter thing to do because I know what can happen. I know what the consequences would be.
That's part of it. You know the consequences on both sides. You know there's that quiet confidence that you know if something you have nothing to prove. You know, for me, what it was eye-opening to me was like, I think ego has a lot to do with it too. If you're out here and there's unassuming people on the mat, guy doesn't look big, he's not muscular, he doesn't look tough, he's kind of nerdy, whatever. You know, he's the guy that walks down the street and nobody crosses mm-hmm. the street to get away from.
Yeah.
And you know that person can wreck you. Well, then that person that is at the stoplight or at the bar or bumps into you wherever, you might know that person could too. And, you know, that was eye-opening to me a long, long time ago, before I even started jiu-jitsu. And, you know, so it's this whole mixture of things that make sure that teach you that, you know, none of that stuff is worth it. You got all that junk out of your system on the mats. Dopamine's been released. You're happy. You're on your way. And that carries over, not just on that ride home or, you know, when you walk through the door, but it can carry over for the rest of the night. And then if you string a bunch of those days together and a bunch of those nights together, well, then it carries on for weeks and months and years, mm-hmm. and you have fundamentally changed, you know, but you got to let it happen. You can fight it. You know, you can let it magnify that other part of your life. Just, you got to let it happen. Be accepting of it. Be aware of it. Understand what's causing it, you know? And then I think that things will improve for you.
I think there is something satisfying behind all of this, you know, accomplishing these small goals and really learning something through. And listen, hanging out with a cool guy. So it is what it is. But I say let's be violent. That's what I say.
Let's be violent.
Let's be violent. we need more structured and safe violence. Is that even a thing?
I don't know. We were talking to somebody just yesterday who I won't mention his name, but he was like, no, we bring that mother upper in and we wreck that mother. We wreck him. And then they are like, oh, this jiu-jitsu is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I think you got to make sure you're wrecking the right person. If you wreck the guy that's never been athletic or done any sports and was terrified to come through the door, I don't think that's a good way to.
So speaking of wrecking things, mm-hmm. well, wrecking people, what do you think is more effective from the receiving perspective? Like from.
Okay. Something's happening to me.
Yeah. Something's happening to you. What is more effective? What has a better impact on you when you get demolished physically, just destroyed? You are powerless. Like you just got manhandled like a rag doll, or you got out technically maneuvered. No matter what you did, you could not make a choice to benefit you.
I'm a fan of pressure. So unless it's being applied to me.
I was about to say never smile when I pass your guard.
Well, I mean you lose when something happens so often it doesn't matter to you anymore, so why smile? I'm emotionless about it. It's funny, like I have two people in my head right now. One who like it's like ding, I'm submitted. And then one where it's like, ding, he's got two on one and I'm slowly, like, it's like a glacier, right?
You're not going to drop names?
They know who they are. And everybody I roll with is right now going, that's me. He's talking about me. Every single one of them. I mean, physically you walk away in better spirits physically by the guy that taps you out 100 times because you tap and it's over. But the guy that takes 5 minutes to do it and you're not doing anything to combat it in that 5 minutes or anything useful or successful. I always think that the guy that smothers you and restricts you and crushes you, for me, that's more
demoralizing.
Demoralizing. And maybe that's why on the rare occasions when I do something good on the mats, that's what I like to do.
Well, good. Well, listen, it's all of it is with good intentions. And I the interesting part, I think, for me personally, reflecting on this conversation and the episode, the recent episode, is the fact that violence, quote unquote, can be a good thing, can really have an impact on us. And you know, we make a joke about violence, but violence is a serious topic, and we don't mean it in a negative way. We mean it in a safe environment where we truly can exercise the freedom of choice, and mm-hmm. we can really embrace some of that raw aspects of what many of us are seeking. So if you are not training jiu-jitsu, you want to find the academy, find a good one, and go and train. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're Thomas's friend, put all this violence talk aside. It's called the gentle art as well. And everybody will be very gentle with you until you're in the weeds for a few months. Yeah, until they're not. And you'll notice it. You'll be like, things are going good here. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no.
But listen, you know, like we made jokes about this and it's fun and it is satisfying and all that, but it's also scary, right? So like I think this is important part to acknowledge too. Like we've been doing this for a while, and there's many others, many out there who have as well. But for those who are just starting or thinking about starting, this is a big step. It is very intimidating. Feels that way, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, it's scary in a sense, and it is a new thing, so it's unknown, and stepping into a room where you are the only one who is new, it's extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. So I say this every single time I see a person stepping on the mat for the very first time. You've done something difficult. You just accomplished something really, really hard. So be proud of yourself. Continue coming, and good things will come your way. Many have in front before you, and many will after you. So why not be part of the pack, right?
Cool.
Let's wrap up.
See you.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.